Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. This is episode 129.
Attention! Amateurs need attention!
Take a guess what this show's main focus is on today. In my book, I list the 30 truths about amateurs. None are in order of importance except for the very first one. Amateurs seek constant attention. They don't care how they get it, or if it's good or bad attention. The important thing is, you're looking at them, talking to them, talking at them, moving out of their way, moving toward them, thinking about them, even if just for a minute, adjusting to their world. It's literally their most important focus. And in many cases, it's all they have. Oh, you need examples? I got examples.
Topic number one.
The first topic is kind of a two-parter in that it gives examples of the same thing. Babying, coddling, pandering, virtue signaling, and treating grown adults, well, they're over 21, so I guess technically they're adults, like the entitled, fragile crybabies that they are. I saw this photo posted on Instagram, and I'll describe it vividly, but it's easy to digest. Listen carefully. It shows a shelf with three plastic trays on it. Each tray contains lanyards. You know, those soft ropes that you hang around your neck at conventions and that display your ID and or level of clearance. You might see them at factories or sporting events or concerts even. In each of the three trays is a different colored lanyard. One red, one orange, one green. Behind each tray is a sign. Behind the green tray, it says this: okay with hugs and high fives. See where this is going? The orange tray, okay with talking but not touching. And the red tray, no, I'm keeping my distance. A man by the name of Matt Jones posted this caption: now everyone's coming back into the office, so we've upgraded our lanyards so we all know where we're comfortable. Insert, you've got to be kidding me here. That is an office and a business that is doomed. That is the most fragile, delicate, get nothing done, but when it does get done, it's by committee, wedgie deserving group of safe space needing nerds ever. I'm dying to know what they actually do at that office so I don't ever purchase whatever product or service they deliver. I would just love to stand at the exit of that business and say, give me your wallet or I'll touch you. How kindergarten? That's not looking out for your employees. That's pandering. That's childish. That's illogical, unnecessary, stupid, and of course, amateur. I have worked in an office with about 75 employees or more in the past. Now, if I was looking for a job that had me working in an office currently, I would not apply or interview or work at a place like that. I would want to work at a place where they're saying no to masks, vaccines, and social distancing. That's where I want to work because that's where they're going to get stuff done. That's a company that will beat the competition and get ahead. And that's a company that is really looking out for its employees. Before, average office where work got done. After Amateur Nation gets a foothold, now everyone is special in their own way, and you can wear a lanyard to show how you have special needs and need to be considered. Oh, no. Don't hang out with him. He's a green lanyard-er. He doesn't care about others. Part two of this topic is this. I keep hearing the term sex positive. Sex positive. I'm sex positive. Who is sex negative? I looked it up, and sex positive is defined as an attitude towards human sexuality that regards all consensual sexual activities as fundamentally healthy and pleasurable, encouraging sexual pleasure and experimentation. The sex positive movement also advocates for comprehensive sex education and safe sex as part of its campaign. Oh, so you mean common sense? Instead of common sense and logic about sex that is simple, whatever two consenting adults want to do in private is their business, and we need sex education for all, now Amateur Nation gets that precious attention by giving it a label and having it as a movement and a campaign and make it seem like a serious cause to get behind when really it's just life. It's just life. It's a thing that happens in life sometimes. But the important thing is that precious attention. Do you like sex? Like it? I'm sex positive. Whoa, score!
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
For the amateurs who casually and condescendingly say, we're not moving towards communism. What a conspiracy theorist. Relax, you're overreacting. This virus isn't about control, it's about saving lives. You need to be able to adapt and change. It's the new normal, it's about change. Not going towards communism, you're crazy. I hear this all the time. Face-to-face, social media, on other people's social media pages where they post their founded worries about communism and socialism infiltrating America. Here are some of my thoughts. First and foremost, what are you, new? Also, if you don't see that communism is really trying to take a foothold in America, you are either in complete denial and or are stupid. I'm going with both. What, because we haven't been overrun by Chinese guys with rifles? That's not how it's done. This plan has been in the works for years, only delayed by Trump's term in office. So now they are full steam ahead. They fixed whatever glitches kept them from winning the last time, by bribing and blackmailing and corrupting the electoral, voting, and judicial systems, controlling and censoring the media, owning the FBI and CIA, making police and mayors stand down during riots and a full-scale propaganda campaign from Facebook and Twitter regarding racism, sexism, and any other ism out there, and all the nonsense about the Green New Deal and the evils of coal and oil. Commies infiltrated the educational system with their critical race theory. And by the way, it's just that, a theory. There are no facts in it. Zero. Zilch. Nada. From teachers to students, and where it all starts, massive money given to universities that you parents probably paid for. And then there's China-owned Hollywood. And if you don't think that China doesn't own and run most of Hollywood, again, you're in denial and or are stupid. Doing their part to keep you distracted with their virtue signaling and the TV shows and movies that are either China-made or China-beholden. And don't forget sports ambassadors like Lakami James. All of this leads to stirring up shit where there was no shit to stir up. Why physically attack the country and its citizens with rifles and violence and destroy what you hope to soon own when you can ease them into a state of laziness, entitlement, hypersexuality, confusion, hate, and division, and adding entertainment and convenience. Sure, it takes longer, but think of the money to be made off of the ignorance, stupidity, hate, and division. Think of the patience that plan takes. Next, get them to hate America itself. Mostly the young, because they're stupid, impressionable, don't know any better, have no life experience, and love being virtuous and trendy. And the bonus is, many parents of these nimrods will go along with it to look cool in the eyes of their idiot kids. Of course, things weren't perfect in America. It's perfect nowhere. But all of a sudden, America is the great Satan. The flag is a symbol of terrorism and turmoil. The national anthem causes amateurs to hide in their safe spaces. Let's not forget the part of burning cities down to the ground, knocking over statues and other symbols of American freedom. I just saw a post on social media showing what it was like the first Super Bowl after 9/11. They cover the entire field with a flag. The entire field. Flags in the stands everywhere. That was 20 years ago. What happened in those 20 years? New amateurs were born. Impressionable amateurs who are now just about finished with college. Mm-hmm. The game plan was create a virus, keep people indoors, keep their mouths covered, keep them afraid, keep their businesses closed, especially places where they can socialize and meet for ideas, churches, restaurants, and bars. Censor them on social media, control the news, control the message, hide the truth, and end the careers or silence or kill those who might be in a position of power to speak out against it. The next step is to all of a sudden create another virus, a variant. Then you start having mandates and vaccines are being pushed really hard without the ability to sue anybody. Then you start restricting travel, even though it's completely unnecessary. You start restricting people's ability to work after you shut down their businesses unnecessarily. Then throw them a few pennies to keep them just above water. Then you have the biggest train wreck in the country, California. Now even more oppressive and doubling down on virus nonsense, even though we know that kids are less likely to get it and or die from it. I just read that 40% of the residents in San Francisco plan on leaving. 40%. Yeah, that won't hurt the economy in California at all. But get that shot, stay indoors, and mask up. But keep smoking, drinking, overeating, not exercising, and taking those opioids. If you amateurs out there can't put two and two together by now, do you think all of this is an awesome coincidence? If so, you're stupider than you look, amateurs. Don't forget how communists want to take our guns away. Now, why would they want to do that? The guns have already always existed, and people were just fine. It's not like every person with a gun is going around shooting everybody. Funny how it's just the criminals that seem to be doing that. And criminals don't give a shit about communism and the new rules. They didn't care before communism. Why would they care afterwards? You better wake up, America. Again, did you think it was going to be overnight and the government would just be overthrown like in the movie Red Dawn? Of course not. It's gradual. It's a fine balance between taking away freedoms like movement, speech, the right to bear arms combined with censoring, controlling the media, controlling the election, and tracking your every move with electronics and voice-activated things all over your house and car. And let's not forget controlling how you move around. That is, getting off gas and oil and coal and becoming dependent on the country that controls all of the electric battery power. Add a heaping bowl of fear and racial guilt as a way to control all of the above, and you got yourself some fresh communism. Name one communist country that looks really great to live in. One. Or where the people aren't protesting, Cuba. Or feeling or being oppressed, Venezuela. People are leaving places like China and the former USSR. In America, it's house rules, and that's capitalism and democracy. You don't go into Vegas changing the rules. You ain't changing the rules here, amateurs. Take your emotions, your fear, and your weakness elsewhere. And don't forget another piece of the puzzle to help communism get a foothold. Fix an election for someone who couldn't get enough votes to fill an NFL stadium and got less at his rallies than my family reunion, who has literally done nothing for 48 years except have corrupt business dealings and a running mate who could not even win a primary and is a known Marxist and commie. Top it off with support from Black Lives Matter, a known Marxist and communist organization. And sidebar, BLM is now supporting communist Cuba against its people. Feel stupid yet, amateurs? You should, because you are. How many slaps to the face do you need before you wake up, America? Communism is like a pyramid scheme in business. Only the people at the top benefit. And you amateurs out there who are silent and I just don't want to make waves while remaining silent are indeed a threat too. Make no mistake, you quiet little mice. You're a threat because you're weak, and that means you have already started selling out yourself. So of course you will sell me out to save your weak neck, and then they'll come for you. But Lou, what can we do? Say no. No to masks. No to vaccines. No to censorship. Do you realize how much your life has changed? Do you? Over the last 16 months? No, because it's been 16 months. It's gradual. Say no to censorship. No to big tech. No to big pharma. No to anything that is against the Constitution. We in ProNation need to be loud. Push back. Being nice hasn't worked. Showing and proving facts hasn't worked. You see someone desecrating the flag? Shoot video, post their name, and shame them. You see an amateur making a scene? Shoot video and shame them. Give names. Make them lose their livelihood and lose their self-respect and the respect of others. They take down a statue, we put one up. They cancel one of ours, we cancel two of theirs. Boycott members of Hollywood, sports, commerce that don't adhere to basic American ideals and freedoms. Vote out the corrupt. They work for us, not the other way around. They are public servants. None of them should be wealthy. None. @LouSantini3 is my Instagram. Subscribe to my YouTube page to see episode previews. I'll be back in 60.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition.
Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur.
Amateur habitats and history.
Social media plus me, me, me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Topic number 3.
Upon writing my book, I observed that the behavior of a large portion of the human race during the last 15 years or so can be summed up with what I call the amateur mission statement. And here it is, verbatim from my book. This is the amateur mission statement. I'm special. I'm more important than all. And my needs, thoughts, and opinions are more important than yours and anyone else, and the greater good of the people trying to act civilized and respectful of others. Treat me like I'm special and different, but also treat me the same as everyone else because we're all the same. It's up to you to figure out when to treat me the way I want and how I want. And when you get it wrong, I can call you on it by making a scene, posting a mean, one-sided, and whiny comment on social media, calling even more attention to myself because don't forget, I'm special. And when you call me out on my bad behavior, I reserve the right to make you feel like you're a bad person because you didn't take the time to get to know me. That is the amateur mission statement. And as I say in my book, in typical amateur behavior, they act shocked and hurt when, for some reason, strangers don't want to get to know a loud, rude, inconsiderate maniac who disrupts society in the way that they do. Amateurs want attention until they don't want attention. Yes, it's a losing battle with unevolved, unhappy, unfulfilled, stupid, immature people. But we pros can and should speak up. We can embarrass the amateurs into hiding. As pros, it is our duty. Now, I'm thankful and fortunate that I found friends who don't act like the people mentioned in my book. More remarkably, I wonder how the people who are mentioned in my book manage to find and keep friends for themselves, because these amateurs can't all be deranged loners, can they? Now, lest you think I'm better than everyone else, not so. However, I am superior to every amateur mentioned in my book, and all amateurs. And the best part is, you, listening to this podcast right now, are too. You are better than them. Do not feel badly. Amateurs are horrible people. Acting like a normal human being with manners, decorum, poise, consideration, and respect does indeed make you better than the amateurs I mention in my book and on this show. You'll notice that I, in my book, capitalize the word pros. But other than referring to Amateur Nation, in caps, with a capital A and a capital N, or seeing the word amateur at the beginning of sentences or chapter headings, when I use the word amateur in my book, it is never capitalized because they simply don't deserve it. Pro status is a title. Amateur status is a condition. And pro status is earned. Some things that didn't make the cut, but still deserve mentioning. It's time for Off Topic. Dear M. Night Shyamalan, look, I know you have a new movie coming out called Old, but nope. You had your chance. How many times does the audience have to get burned by your unfinished movies? When The Sixth Sense came out, I guessed the ending of that movie within minutes of the movie starting, and everything since then has sucked and been a big jerk-off. So you're done, MC Light Shaka Khan. And by the way, go have lunch with F. Murray Abraham. I can see it now when they meet. M! F! And then walk C. Thomas Howell. I hope everyone remembered to stop the Asian hate last week. That Asian hate was getting out of control! Did you know, when you go to plug in a USB port, even though there is a 50-50 chance of getting it inserted correctly, you will always do it the wrong way the first time. I saw this asinine sentiment on an amateur's post. Black Lives Matter is not a political opinion, it is a fact. Okay, first of all, Black Lives Matter is a Marxist terrorist organization that literally has done zero to improve the lives of one single solitary black person in America, and that's a fact. Secondly, her statement is an opinion, and that's a fact. Why can't anyone just smile in photos anymore? It seems like people do one of the following. Squint like Clint Eastwood. This is something usually men do, but I've seen women do it. Of course, there's the duck face and fish lips. Then, almost always with females, the looking up and to the right or left as if puzzled by life to show, hey, I'm quirky. I'm looking at you, Mindy Kaling. And then there's the tongue out. Now, admittedly, I do that every now and then when I throw the horns because I'm a metalhead, but certainly not every picture. And finally, the silly, goofy face. Scrunched up nose like you smelled a fart, lips pulled to one side. You do realize you're gonna look at these photos someday when you're elderly and think, was I insane? Did I have some kind of physical disability? Just try smiling and saying the word cheese. Time now for three pro things. Three things in the world that are done right. Number one. From former guest on the show, who also appeared at the beginning and the end of the critically acclaimed documentary Uncle Tom and is co-producer of Uncle Tom 2 coming this fall, Chad Jackson posted this response to an idiotic post by someone by the name of The Global Man, who posted this. Notice how there is an opposition to any black people movement to prove we are human? We say Black Lives Matter, they counter with All Lives Matter. Asians get bullied because of the coronavirus, they say stop Asian hate. Notice how nobody came up to oppose it with stop all hate. Asinine, right? But it's important to note that he wrote all of that in capital letters. All of it. So first, I'll read pro Chad Jackson's comments, which garnered the mention on this show. Then I'll give you my two cents. Chad Jackson came back with this beauty. Why start a movement to prove you are human? Is it not human to work hard, get married, raise kids, seize opportunities, be decent, disavow degeneracy, pursue excellence, and participate in the free market? Rather than pursuing these things, blacks are encouraged to join a movement in order to prove our humanity. Besides who, but yourself, do you need to prove your humanity to? Who exactly are you trying to please? Nobody cares about your tired movement. Be a decent human being. How about that movement? Get down. That was a great response. To which I would add, by the way, the same amateurs who just regurgitate Black Lives Matter without knowing or acknowledging that their Marxist communist teachings and is an organization that is rife with corruption, greed, and embezzlement, and once again has done zero to improve the quality of life for the very people it claims to be fighting for, are the ones perpetuating the Asian hate and the slogans to stop it. The reason no one is saying stop all hate is because this Asian hate thing doesn't exist. And don't dare cite some example of an Asian being attacked. That doesn't prove nationwide hate for an entire race any more than having a short woman attacked and proclaiming stop short women hate. And two, you can't stop all hate. You can't. Any more than you can't stop all racism. That means zero, right? All? It's a fight they think, well, rather a movement, they can fuel for eternity because they know it's impossible to control the minds and actions of the entire country. That is, to their standards. I would add this last sentiment. Not everyone can be smart. Not everyone can be funny. Not everyone could be good in business. Not everyone can be nice. Should, but it's just not in some people. But everyone, and I do mean everyone, does indeed have the ability to be self-responsible and self-reliant. And being self-responsible and self-reliant means making your own way. So don't tell me you can't get a leg up because of the color of your skin, your sexual identity, or your sexual preference in the United States in today's world. You see millions, yes, millions, of other people of color, gay people and trans people doing just fine in America and elsewhere. Explain that. Blind luck, please. For my Spanish-speaking audience, por favor. Your outside has nothing to do with your ability to be self-reliant and self-responsible, because that is on the inside. Number two. The Last Hour, a Peruvian movie I found on Netflix. A quick synopsis. Two Peruvian detectives must capture Abimael Guzman, if I'm saying that name right, the leader of the terrorist organization Shining Path, but their intense and complex relationship will endanger their mission and their lives in the midst of violent Lima, Peru of 1992. And as always, I love me a movie that's a true story, and this movie is a true story. It was shot on location, and the remarkable thing about this movie is seeing the absolutely depleted resources these detectives had to work with in a city terribly unsafe. And, well, I don't want to be a spoiler, so if you don't mind subtitles, I recommend it, The Last Hour, on Netflix. Number three. This one's quick. I found this quote that absolutely should be heard and heeded by all in Amateur Nation by the legendary Bruce Lee. Listen carefully. The only thing missing from this quote, by the way, is the word amateurs, comma, before he says all this. But here we go. You will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back and observing everything with logic. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass. If you want to see and hear what's coming up for each episode, follow me on Instagram at LouSantini3 for audiograms. And you can go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/LouSantiniEntertainment, where I post 60-second video previews every Thursday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And as always, if you have a topic, or if you read or saw something, or something happened to you that was amateur-related, or if you have a comment, criticism, or you're an advertiser who wants to reach people who have common sense, email me, lou@lousantini.com, because Amateur Nation is not just a podcast. It's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro.
I'm ready to go pro.
Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Major production.
Thanks, Lou. We'll see you next week.